Hey, let's talk about principles of organizational thought. When I talk to people about this, I tend to talk about rules. You invent some rules for yourself, and then you just stick to them. You follow them, and inventing easy rules really helps. So here's a simple one, and it's all right to reinforce it with meditation, loopable reinforcers, and this, a simple hypnotic reminder. Relax. Comport yourself in the most peaceful, easy position you can get in, while still knowing that you could get right up if you had to. So don't fully lay down and tuck yourself in, but sitting up in a comfortable chair is suitable. That's because there is an active focus to a part of this set of instructions. But first you get to relax. Any lesson driven home with hypnotic relaxation is gonna be a lot easier to take on board. Relax, listen, and follow my voice, following it down a little. And just keep an open mind while you shift. The reason that hypnotic suggestibility is useful to people is it can help with the initial momentum of an activity. If you've listened for any length of time, you may know by now that all I help you do is get your brain hot and open. And from there, you can typically reshape and allow the shaping to happen on its own. You're a little more open to connections, a little more open to a shift. This is also true when it comes to accountability partners and outside information. When you do things on your own from the inside, you really might tend to get stuck in a rut where it's difficult to force yourself to honestly, comprehensively engage with what you want to do, with what you could do differently. But there's a certain type of activity that's very useful in both habit formation and just getting things done. And that's to consider how long it really takes to perform a task. All larger tasks can be broken up into increments. Remember that because it's useful in a second. If something takes 5 minutes or less to do, you might as well just get it done. It's a simple anti-procrastination tool. And as all larger tasks can be chunked up into, here is a portion which can be completed end to end in 5 minutes, you might as well do that. Chunk them down and carry them out. Now, if you need a little hypnotic motivator, imagine yourself becoming blank, autonomous, mechanistic, and before you is a simple task, a simple command. Well, you would do much more complex things under hypnotic control, so you might as well explore doing them in these little discrete increments, even half dazed and then awakening after. Another important point is habit formation. If you can take a habit and break it down to something you could do in 5 minutes, putting on your walking shoes and going out the door, or getting out the ingredients for a snack, you'll find you'll often complete the task. If you hold yourself only to the least amount of effort, you'll find it easier to exceed that amount. Learning flow and momentum. The same is true with trance. The strongest suggestion is the one which is often repeated, but which can be compartmentalized to 5 minutes or less. Carrying out. With that musing, with that thought, I leave you to explore what kind of thing you can get done in 5 minutes or less.